The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best, with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, it's simple. Dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're excited to be here today. And of course, we're going to do what we normally do. We're going to wow you. We have some topics here that is of great interest to you tonight, today, right now. We're going to go into talking about spirituality. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to start that yet. We're going to do the introductory. We're going to thank you again. We want to thank our longtime listeners for staying in with us and following what we do. We want to thank the new listeners for joining and coming on board. You're tuned in to The Barrington Show, coming to you live. So here we go.
Live on Reality Radio 101. Hi, everyone. Mary here. I'd like to give you some information. Our website is www.barringtonawaken.com. And our Instagram is at Barrington Awaken, if you're interested in checking us out while you're listening on the show today. Thanks for coming to us.
Okay. And again, don't forget, you could email us, and the email address was presented to you. If you haven't received it yet, it's here. We're going to give it to you in a second. Do remember, if you're going to send us an email, let us know where you are so we can thank you. We can have you a part of our show. I've mentioned many times that this is our family. You're part of the family. You're part of the team. You're growing with us. Like I've always said, and I will continually say, from this little acorn, our mighty oak shall grow. Thank you for tuning in. You're with The Barrington Show. Let's rock and roll.
And you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. Okay. I've lost Barrington. He's left the building.
Okay, Barrington has left the building. Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Every once in a while, I have to, because I'm new to wearing glasses, I keep leaving them everywhere.
And if I may, just remind everyone, when you open up the player window, of course, listening to The Barrington Show, all the contact information is right in front of you on your screen, our telephone numbers and our email address, just in case you forget. It's right there.
Okay.
Are you ready, Barrington? I have a question for you.
I'm ready. And join in, everybody. Remember this journey, this show, this path, it's for all of us. Remember to tap in, get into yourself, practice the meditation that we've talked about, and you will find success, guaranteed, because you're teaching yourself how to live a higher consciousness. Fix my glasses.
Perfect. You can pull them down a bit. So you can see me. There you are. Hi. Okay, question, Barrington. Can you explain to us, in your words, what spirituality is?
Okay, so this is going to be interesting for me because I stumbled into this without even knowing what it was over the years through my practices and my meditation and my statutiveness. I've learned that spirituality is a search for meaning of life. Okay? A search for the meaning of life. A lot of us are confused. They ask the questions, why are we here? What's our purpose? What do we do? What you do is you learn and study spirituality, and it will guide you to the path that you should be on, the one intended for you. You will subconsciously walk into this field and allow yourself to grow, expand yourself, expand your knowledge, expand your wisdom, and become a greater asset to yourself. Spirituality is going to teach you all about yourself.
And that's what you call the true self?
It's the search for understanding of life. It is the true self. It is tapped into the soul. It's a part of the soul. Your spiritual experience, again, we said in one of the shows before, it has to do with the entirety, the whole of all things, not just portions or parts. We've learned that religions probably is a guide towards spirituality. It's a conduit, a direct flow towards understanding the entirety of life and the meaning of life.
Okay, and how would you define what the true self is?
The true self is the innate part of you that's consistent. It never, ever changes. That's your true identity. I've said in many of our shows that we've done, to thine own self be true. The true you, not the body, not the information that was given to you by culture, by people, by your own religions or any of those things. The true you is innate. It doesn't change. What happens is when you get to a certain stage of life, we start living the way people tell us to live. Other entities come into it, like the ego, all these things, which is not a part of the true you. The true you is consistent throughout everything you do, and everybody has the ability to tap into that. We generally say easiest method to open that door to start the venture is meditation.
Okay, and I know in your book, the book that Barrington has written is named Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, Channeling by Mary. And in your book, Barrington, you talk about the true self coming from the origins, from the one source, the beginnings. It's the essence, the very particles of what we are made of as infinite creations.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Is there a question?
No, I'm commenting from your
book. On the statement on the book. Okay, so yeah, we've come from one source, which clearly indicate that we're all the same. We've come from the original beginning. There's no separation between you and I. We're all connected to the one source. And not only us, everything that lives on this planet is connected to that same source. There's no two different levels. There's no superior. There's no inferior. It just is.
Yeah, I remember you saying last night to me that everything around us, everything in the cosmos, is the original source.
It is all the same.
It is evolving and adapting and changing. And what you also talked to me about last night was that we come here and we go into a physical body, and the physical body creates the personality. So we are separate from the personality, even though it is an aspect of what we have here while we're in a physical body. Am I following you here?
You've come here without a body. You get here, you accept a body. That was your intent to learn.
Perfect, thank you.
Love, feelings, emotions. You know, you come here as a entity. The baby that shows up here, believe it or not, they're way more in tune than we are, because they haven't lost the greatness of their existence, their life, their spiritual souls. They haven't lost that yet. Once they hang around here long enough, here being on planet, we tend to teach them other ways, and they step away from it. You know, leave them alone. They'll be fine. I'm not saying leave the child alone, let him go out there and fend for himself. That's
not
a
what you're
whole
saying.
Different twist to it. But allow yourself to tap into your own sense of spirituality. Go on that path. Take that step. Learn more about you.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been on your spiritual path, Barrington?
I don't know if I can answer that question without telling everyone how old I am, but I've been on this journey for a long time. I've been on this journey for quite some time. I think it was in my mid-teens that I I start. It's been my whole life. You know, like, just because I didn't fully understand and was aware of it until my mid-teens doesn't mean it didn't exist. But somewhere along the mid-teens, I started paying attention to it, started practicing. A little later on in my teen years, I started meditating to get a true understanding of what was going on. Okay. Though I was taught more religion than anything else, I had a lot of questions that didn't make any sense.
Okay.
My older years now, I learned that the religion is a conduit that brings you to the entirety. You're supposed to go through it, learn how to be a good person, respect other people, be kind, treat them the way you want to be treated, to thine own self be true. All great stuff to have, and their foundation in spirituality. That's why I personally believe the religious concept is a direction that points you towards the entirety.
Is it something that a person has to have, or can they just step onto the path of spirituality without having a religious background? I don't have a strong religious background, but I do.
No. The religious background is not. No. Gosh,
okay.
No. There's
just
a lot
checking.
Of people, but you want to be a good person regardless. You want to be a good person. Be kind. Respect others. Respect everybody who's a part of your life.
Right.
Right? But you don't necessarily have to travel down the path of religion X. Religion Y. Get in there. Meditate. Learn yourself.
Okay. So spirituality is about really finding your true self. Correct?
Really finding your true self and paying attention to it and loving yourself and be kind and
nice.
Treat all with respect that they deserve. There is no such thing as a superior being. And I said it earlier, there's no such thing as an inferior being.
Okay. We have an email from Charlie, hello from Thompson, Manitoba. Hi, Charlie. I love listening to your radio show every week when I can. My question to you is this, Barrington. I see you in your biography information that you are a shaman elder. What is that exactly? Thank you.
Okay. That's a complicated question. I'm going to pass that question on to Mary. She's going to do better at that than I will.
Okay. A shaman elder is someone who has enough experience and wisdom and insight to guide others and to assist them on their life path. And that is dealing with optimum health and with happiness, with any issues that may come up that are on an emotional level. A shaman elder has enough experience to be called an elder. So an elder doesn't have anything to do with age. An elder has to do with the amount of wisdom and the ability to guide others and to assist them. So bringing everyone together in community, unification, caring, peacefulness, and really helping us all to be a part of what Barrington calls the one family. So that is a shaman elder. A shaman is someone who learns about certain herbs and medicines and special ways to have preventative measures in the body so that you don't become ill. And way back when there was no doctors, there were shamans and medicine men. So Barrington has training also as a shaman.
Okay. And that's well said. And the next book we're talking about is going to, the next book we're going to talk about is going to talk more about
The healing chart.
Sorry, I was pulling for that name. The healing chart is going to talk a lot about being able to cure yourself through medicine and food and rest and all that good stuff. Thank you very much for that inquiry, Charlie.
Okay, and we have an email from Anne. This is a fantastic topic today. A lot of people think that spirituality is about God or your personal belief system, and that is not necessarily true. Thanks for discussing this very important topic. Oh, I live in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you, Anne, from Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much. Okay, so you're accurate. They do believe that. However, it's the entirety of everything. Spirituality ties us into all that there is, and they refer to it as God, Messiah,
Creator.
The Creator, the para-atman.
The Big Bang.
Nature. A lot of it has to come with, based on the background that was given to you. There is no definite answer. There is no one. Everybody is speaking of the same thing, the entire force, everything that exists. So label it as you wish. And I've said this to you before. Label it as you wish. But we're talking about the same thing. And remember, to thine own self be true. Thank you for that, Anne.
Okay, Carl. Hi, Carl. He has emailed us and the written information. Hi, Barrington. Hello, Mary. Wow. Heavy today, but very interesting. What does the cosmos, if anything, have to do with spirituality? Listening from Orillia, Ontario.
The cosmos you would call the entirety. It is everything that exists as we are. We are connected to it as you're connected to your neighbor. You're connected to everything. All that exists is a part of you. And I've said in some of the shows before that the universe, you are in the universe as well as the universe is in you. All that exists is a part of you as well as the cosmos.
Okay. All right. So there's no separation.
There is no separation. We're all the same. We're all part of everything. We're all one. You know, if you study quantum physics, if you do praying, if you're a part of a spiritual world, if you do a lot of meditation, you will soon learn that there is no separation.
And spirituality also connects to the elements of nature and everything that creates everything.
Right. Again, the common denominator among all of this, all of our existence, is what we would call spirituality. It's the entire elephant as opposed to just a part of it.
And it's about being in love with everything that's natural and organic, too.
It's about being in love with yourself.
Yep.
And everything that exists. And
I'm natural and organic.
You know, yeah.
I can go there.
But you have to be true to yourself to gain the benefit or the wisdom, the knowledge that exists. You can't be a thief in the night and wake up in the morning and want to be a righteous spiritual guru.
You can, but you have to stay with it. You can't go back and forth.
You're
going to
pick one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the spiritual journey will label it out for you, and you don't change yourself. You just merge into the existence of what there is, all that there is.
Okay. Barrington, what happened that caused you to have this awareness, to be aware of your spirituality? What happened? Did something happen? Did you have an epiphany? Did you bust into light? What happened?
Yeah, I turned mid-teen. My early years, I was taught a lot of religion and how to follow this path, and this is it. And if you sway from it, you're going to burn in hell. I don't know if we could say burn on the radio, but that's what they're saying.
You can say burn.
You can say burn.
Yeah, I don't know about the other word.
So what happens here is that because of what I was taught, I was always being introduced to the guides giving me information and telling me not to go. We recognize that or call it the gut feeling. And we've always had that ever since I was a kid. I've had experiences I could tell you about since I was 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old, all throughout my life. And, you know, you've heard about my memory, so you're familiar with me being drawn that story. But at 16, I didn't want to take that religious training as the gospel, no pun intended. I wanted to know more. I wanted to go a little bit further. And that's where it actually ventured out. Started reading all the different books. Read all the major religious books, study them for years, and come to conclude that we're all talking about the same thing, but the religious concept of it is restricted. And they tell you to stay in this path because it's better than that path, or it's greater and it's more accurate. But it's not true.
Were there things that you drew from all those years of reading religious material that you drew and took with you onto your path of spirituality, because there was a unification or something to compare, and each of the religious teachings had some kind of lesson, information, like a practice that you would have within your daily life. Like, I know one of them is thou shalt not lie. So was that through each of the Bibles that you read, that there was specific things that were continuing through each of the different books? So each of those religions coming to...
Every one of the different books has a different take on this whole religious concept. And I think, you know, this chapter may have been set up just for that.
I'm asking you for, were there similarities such as thou shalt not lie? Yeah.
The foundation is all the same. The basis of them all is the same. They talk about being good, being kind.
Right.
And that's a long route to go to that short question.
Yeah.
Be calm, to be nice, to be, respectful, and definitely not to be judgmental. So, yeah, the foundation and the base, believe it or not, are all the same. But they're all saying the same thing at the end of the day.
Okay.
To thine own self be true, and teach people to be respectful. you know, you respect them and have them respect you.
All right. Can I ask you a really heavy question?
Heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy. It's big.
Heavier than what spirituality is. Okay, let's go with heavy. Should I brace myself?
Yep, brace yourself.
I'm braced. Go ahead.
Do you believe that there is a heaven and a hell?
No.
Okay. Do you, okay, explain why.
Because there isn't one.
Because everything is one? Everything came from the one source?
There's one source. It's a recycling process that we're a part of. And yep. I've said before, we don't die. We just, you know, rebirth, because the body's gotten too old or it's broken or, you know, diseased. You have to lay it down. Do I think there's a hell? Do you think we were sent here to experience life, and if you didn't do it right, they're going to burn you?
No.
Okay, so, and I'm remember, folks, I'm giving my opinion of how I see it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you may agree with it, but I don't personally believe that if I screw up this life, I'm going to be burnt forever. You know, this is my thing. So is there a heaven equally? It's a recycling process. I told you, I said to you last night, imagine the water that comes to your house. You know, you open the faucet, you wash your hands with it, it goes down the drain and goes back to its original source where it gets filtered and come back again. That's
cleaned.
What we do.
Change.
So it changes, it cleans it up, it filters it, and this water is like you. Our lives, we're here in this existence, we're in this body. When it's done, we lay it down.
And you talk about the filtration process that we go through, where we are cleansed or transformed.
Well, the filth you may pick up in this life doesn't follow you to the next one, if that's what you're asking.
Boy, okay.
You know, somebody's going to teach you how to be crooked or dishonest or whatever it is. It doesn't go with you. You can't take dirt back to the other life. You know what I mean?
Forward to the next life.
Forward to the
okay,
next life.
Okay, we have an email from Cindy.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, this is such a great topic. Thanks for touching upon it. It sounds quite complicated. Are there any books besides Barrington's that I will be purchasing that you could recommend about all of this? Thank you from Seattle, Washington. Not really, because we don't really attend to what other people do and think, because everybody has their own unique take on it. So you may want to go and do some research and see.
Quite a bit of books out there. You could do the research and see, or you could practice the meditation. When you go to the bookshelf in these big box stores, you go into the section that outlines spirituality, and you'll hear what we're saying through a lot of other books. So, there are books out there. I don't know a name I could throw at you, but, definitely. There's a lot of other stuff that's out there that you could research for yourself.
And I can't recommend anything because I don't read those other books. I don't tend to do it because of what I do and my daily life for the work that I'm involved in. Okay, and we have an email from Dawn. I agree with many of your other emailers today. This is a very profound subject. How do you feel about organized religions? Are you a believer of these religions?
They're there. Do I think... I have said it earlier, even today, that it's a conduit that should lead you to the path of spirituality. I told the story of the elephant and the blind people a few weeks back. Do I believe it's the way? I think it's a great introduction to spirituality. I think if you step into that, you know, you don't hold it as the highest order, and you don't hold it as better than the next one. You go there, and a lot of them will teach you how to be good, how to be kind, how to be respectful. Then you go out and you learn that. That message is a foundation that could make you a stronger opponent, if you want to step into the spiritual world. But
okay.
You can also do all that through just sitting still and meditating and allowing the goodness to flow into you.
I believe in anything that's truthful. It has to be the truth, and peaceful and kind and fair to everyone involved. If it's the truth, I'm okay with that. If it's not, I don't want to be a part of it.
We want you to do your own research, and we say to people all the time, we're not selling you anything that's going to take away from your life or what you want. We want you to have those questions and have them answered. But the best answer you'll ever get is through your own means of study and your own means of
your own meditating. Experiences. When you have those experiences
your own
for
experience.
Yourself.
your own experiences. That's correct.
Okay, we have an email here from Grant. Thanks, Grant, for emailing us. Hello, Barrington. I am thinking of taking up some sort of martial arts for fitness and wellness purposes. I know that you have experience in this field. What particular martial art form would you recommend for an almost 70-year-old man? I would need, of course, to start slow and easy. I'm not looking for any self-defense arts, really, but just something to tone and trim my body, mind, and soul. Thank you for any advice that you can give me.
Well, thank you very much, Grant, and we appreciate you sending in the email. And that's funny, 70, we're just a number. You know, it depends on how you feel. Are you the 70 who's a bubbly and you're thinking of starting out in martial arts? Awesome. Tai Chi is awesome. Tai Chi is a slow method to get
Qigong.
Your body. Qigong. I don't know how you feel about yoga, but that also tunes the body and gets it ready for, you know, in case you want to go out and whoop ass. But in the meantime, we don't know. You know, I'm only reading an email here, and it might be exactly what your intentions are. But I'm just making a joke there. Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, all those things is excellent. And you are at that perfect age where you will see and feel the benefits of it all. I have a mother who's having a hard time sleeping, and I always say to her, go do yoga. Go study yoga. Go do something to stretch the body out. And, of course, she refuses and just complains about not being able to sleep again. So you can't make them win.
And what you'll attain is core strength and flexibility. And at the age of 70, that's wonderful to have that in your life.
The most important part of it, physically, yes, absolutely. But the mental aspect of it is just going to make you say, wow, because it's going to trigger those nerves that makes the brain move and, you know, stimulate you in ways you didn't think was possible or you've forgotten about. So thank you very much for that. And I hope the advice will help you, Grant.
Okay, we have an email from Erica. Hi, Barrington and Mary. Thank you for explaining all of this. So interesting. I live in Manhattan, New York.
Thank you, Erica from New York. Thank you for responding to our show. We hope you enjoy it. I hope you continue to enjoy it. And I hope you tune in to get more of what we have to offer. Thank you again.
Can I recap what you're talking about today and give a little bit of information? You can tell me how I'm doing as I'm feeding it out here to everyone. Can I? Okay. So what you're saying is that we've come from an original source, from a beautiful cosmic dawn beginning, and we've traveled through the cosmos, and we're here to go into a physical body. We go into a physical body that adapts a personality. A personality is created through the physical body, correct?
That's correct.
When the physical body is no longer working for us, then we release from that physical body and we can go into another physical body. So when we are not in the physical body, where are we existing? In spirit, in something that is divine, something that is heavenly. And you also speak about when we release from the physical body, if we need to go through a cleansing or a transformation process, that's what you call filtering out.
Filtration.
So you're filtering out what is of a lower negative energy field so that you can really truly have the essence that is self and nothing else.
Okay. The filtration process is necessary. Part of the question that I picked up was where are we when we're not in the body?
Yeah.
We're back to our original source. We're back to the universe, all that there is.
So
creator.
We must be raising our vibrational frequency so that, like tuning into radio stations, we're vibrating so high that we're not in the lower third, fourth, fifth dimensional realms.
This occurs only when you're in the body. Now, try to imagine when you've given up the body and you're not dying. It's called rebirth. Imagine yourself as an ice cube and you jump into the ocean and the warm part. The ice cube melts, but it still exists, changes the form to become a part of that great wave, that ocean. You're still there. Your identity is still real. And at some point, you start again. That's why we say you do many lives. You don't just do the one. You just continually rotate, like the water that you may wash your hands with in the sink. You've had that before. It's just been cleaned out a little bit and filtered and continue the rotating process.
Okay, so I'm an ice cube and I come out of a physical body and I become one with the ocean again. Am I still aware that I am what I am? I am the ice cube?
That is a tricky question that no one's ever come back and given us the answer to. But because I know that you're doing this circle, this cycle, this reach, this circulation, and you, the same entity, has come back, I would have to assume that you're consciously aware of your existence, even though you're part of the big elements.
Yes, because, okay, do you believe that we have other lives, other life extensions?
Absolutely.
Okay, because some people have the memories of those. And
a lot of people have
they know they've been an ice cube.
They remember being an ice cube, yeah. And that's where you wake up in the morning feeling very cold. No, a lot of people has had experiences. A lot of people will tell you they met somebody and they're talking to them and they've never seen them before in this life.
Deja vu.
But they're so connected. Deja vu.
Soul memories, souls meeting.
And we said on the radio last week that your soul all travel together as a family, as a unit. And if you take that, you know, basket of tennis balls and you throw it in the river, inevitably they show up down
at the mouth of the river
all together in the same on the same wave.
Okay, thanks, Barrington. We have an email from Wayne. Hi, what can you touch upon on allergies? I am allergic to the usual, dust, pollen, etc. Any foods that can help these ailments? Thank you.
Wayne, thank you. There's so much out there. We need to know the cause of the allergy, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't have a degree in any of that stuff. So your own research is going to be your best friend right now.
And go raw, your fruits and vegetables, all your fruits and vegetables, eat them raw because it will build up your immune system because you have living enzymes going into your body. The stronger your immune system is, which is your gut flora and part of your intestinal tract, the less allergies that you will have. You're probably allergic to dairy and wheat products, and that weakens your body. So you really, really have to get at that immune system. The only way to do that is through living enzymes, raw fruits, raw vegetables, salads, dark leafy greens. You're cleansing out your blood system. You're cleaning up all of your cells. They could be inflamed. They could be covered in fatty products.
Yeah.
So get the raw in. That's the best thing that we can give you here.
Yeah, could be and probably will be eliminated from the process if you actually figure out exactly what's causing the allergy and stuff like that. Okay.
All right, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board, it's easy. You can call us 905-725-1907, toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325, or just send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. I needed that
Thanks,
break.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks,
You're
Gary.
Awesome. Okay,
and thank you very much for that email. I hope you got the answer you're looking for. And we're going to move on to, we got another email.
Okay, we'll attend to Jamie's email. Okay, Jamie writes, hello, Barrington Show. New listener here from Durango, Colorado. I heard about your radio show from a friend of mine in Boulder, Colorado. I just thought that I would give it a listen to see what you are teaching. Loving it thus far. You have a new fan, Jamie. Ah, awesome.
Thank you,
thanks,
Jamie.
You're awesome.
From Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
And thank you for the fan who has passed the information on to you. That's what we aim to do. That's what we're going to do. And we want to grow the show and pass this word out there. We're not selling you anything. We just want you to be the best self.
Come on board with us.
Come on board, be part of the family.
Okay, we have an email from Irene. Hi, a friend of mine just passed away of a heart attack 3 days ago. What do you think or what do you know is happening to her soul right now? Is there reincarnation? This is so scary. I don't know if I would want to start all over again as a baby, child, teenager, adult, etc. It is scary.
It is very scary, and I'm sorry to hear about your loss. And
Feel the love.
Feel the
love.
Connect
to the love.
Let me say this. He is or she has gone home. That person has gone home to a place that they're quite familiar with. They don't miss us because they're always in contact with us. Your
but
spirit
they
doesn't
think
end.
Of us all the time.
You know,
yeah.
We don't have a method to, a lot of people don't have a method to connect with that person, but that person has gone home. And most times, and a lot of people don't realize this, is they want to go home. And I'm not talking in a suicide manner. It's like a vacation. You get there, you enjoy it. Now, the part that you said you are you don't want to start over again.
You don't have to. If you come out of your body and you want to exist in that which is divine, you don't have to come through again.
You get to choose that when you're there. But there was a purpose of you being here for the first time or sixth or tenth. If you didn't fulfill that purpose, you might want to come back and do it. It might have been a duty. It's kind of like delivering the message, and you missed your post to deliver the message. You'll come back and start again.
That's what Barrington calls the earth walk, that
the
you
earth
have
walk.
Agreements here with your soul. And if those agreements are fulfilled, you carry on to exist elsewhere. And if you need assistance to complete those agreements you have with your soul, you may have to come through and have another earth walk.
And the reincarnation part does exist. I don't know that it's actually how you see it on TV, but try to imagine this. When a tree falls over, another one grows. You know, and that's kind of what happens a lot with us. A tree tips over and it dies, it goes into the ground. A few will grow up from that. So you are coming back if you choose to.
And what I'm sensing, Irene, is that all is well there and there's lots of blessings and love coming through and you're good.
Yeah.
All is well.
Yeah. So I'm sorry again. Thank you for the email. Thank you for the information. And
that's my spirituality talking through. Just mine.
Okay.
Okay. Question, Barrington. All the experiences that you've had in your life, and I know that you're a very diverse person, up to this moment, how does this connect to your spiritual path? How do your experiences connect to your spiritual path?
How do my experiences connect to my spiritual
Do they? Do all the experiences
path?
That you've had through the entirety of your life, do they somehow have meaning towards your spirituality?
Being consciously aware of where I am right now, I've now realized that the journey, every step that I've taken, going to school to study philosophy, going to doing martial arts, being a part of martial arts for many years of my life, reading spiritual books and a lot of other religions and meditation, every step of the way has led to where I sit today. I've always seen the outline of my life. I didn't understand why at many times I was told to stay away from certain things. Don't be a part of that. And this is the guide speaking with me. So every step of my journey till now has been a part of the path.
When did you begin to notice that your guides were communicating with you and giving you advice and information?
When did I notice that?
Yeah, were you young?
This went back to being a child.
Okay.
You know, going back to being a child, I had no idea what that was, you know. I didn't think I was losing my mind, but I just didn't know what it was. But I was told certain things, and there it is. It comes right in your face. It was there. It was live. It was real. But because, like I said earlier, that the religious belief that I was told to be a part of didn't coincide with what I was being told by the spiritual guides. And at some point, I decided to challenge both of them.
And see which made the most sense to you?
The spiritual journey is more of the entirety of the existence of who we are, not a compartment of a smaller portion, you know, not to insult any of the religions. Parents generally choose for their children which road to take, religious-wise. You know, they're being brought to this foundation of this source or something to get educated on how to live. The children are more in tune than we are because they haven't been camouflaged yet.
Okay. Thank you, Barrington. We have an email from John. Barrington and Mary, please answer honestly. Are either of you afraid of dying? Listening from Abbotsford, BC.
BC, British Columbia. I'm going to answer that question.
Honestly?
Because
that's all I know. So that's all I know you to be.
You wouldn't ask us to lie to you because we don't do that. Remember, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong, stop doing it if you're participating in it. am I afraid of dying? No. I'm afraid of how I'm going to die. The method probably is a little scary because
you don't want to be in physical pain.
You don't want to be in physical pain. But going home, are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to it because I know on that level, there is no suffer, there's no pain, there's no BS, no dishonesty, all that stuff. You're going home to a pure and natural way. Answering your question, am I afraid of dying? No. No, my journey here is just to visit. You know, when you went on your last vacation and you were visiting, you counted down the days as when you had to go home. Now, if you extended the vacation, all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my God, man, I can't wait to get home. Or a woman. I can't wait to get home. But this is the journey that comes to an end where you're satisfied with the result of your vacation. And you've done all you wanted to do. Now, what spirituality, when I dived into it and started devoting more time and study and meditation, yeah, going home is going to be fun. Because you are giving up the body that's causing you all the stress, the pain, disease, all the things. You know, it's like shrugging that heavy jacket.
Okay, and my answer is no, I'm not afraid to die, and I'm intuitive enough to know what's on the other side, and it's quite beautiful, and the experience should never frighten you because it is omnipotent, and you're a part of all that is natural and organic and wonderful and good, and you never be afraid to die, to pass over. You don't die, you're infinite, you're everlasting.
Rebirthing.
Yeah, you're rebirthing.
Thank you. John,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and I'm Mary. And Barrington's book that he has available through Amazon.ca and Amazon.com is Awaken, Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, channeling by Mary. And you can also check us out on www.barringtonawaken.com. And our Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. Ah, we have an email from Pam. Hello, folks. When you are really depressed, I do not mean suicidal. What is the best course of action that you used to get out of your depression? Is it exercise, meditation, eat something healthy, cry, talk to someone, listen to music? What do you do? I'm just curious as I want to try different things to get undepressed when I am depressed. I have not really found the answer yet as to what I should do. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a slippery one because we're not sure what caused the depression. If you were able to tap into what that is, it's good to know so you can sort of deviate yourself away from it. But all the things that you've mentioned there in your email are excellent. Exercise, meditating, listen to good, happy music, you know, be around people, be in a public place, you know, get yourself out there, move your body. You know, you don't necessarily need all that sleep in that mode, you know, so get up, go out, be in the sun, get a lot of vitamin D into your system, just be active and keep the body moving and blood circulation until you find yourself coming out of it. Vitamin D is important for the depressive state, especially this time of the year where they have SAD.
And eat as many fruits and vegetables raw as you can because this will balance your hormones. Your hormones may need to be reset and the chemical reactions that are happening in your body to support your neurons. So you may want to make sure that you're eating really well. And I'm going to share a bit of something that Barrington said to me. And we were talking about taking your ego and not having that be driving the vehicle, which is the physical body. So you may want to put your personality in the passenger seat and realize that you are an infinite being and that you have the power to help your personality through what is happening right now. So sometimes seeing your personality as an aspect of you, but not all of you, and you being able to do what's right and to comfort your personality and embrace your personality with love, what Barrington calls self-love, you may find that that may be empowering you to charge up differently and to see things differently to help yourself along.
Okay. I hope that answer is satisfying for you, Pam, and good luck with that. It impacts a lot of us when we're not aware of it. Most people, a lot of people that are in depressive mode don't even know. So exercise, stay warm, you know, go
do something
do
new.
Something
that,
new.
That helps with
challenge
your...
yourself, you know, to get out, go out there, mingle, find happy source that you could be in, and make sure you're getting a lot of rest. Not a lot more than you definitely that you need, but yeah, just stay busy. Keep yourself busy. Learn martial arts. Like, was it John that called in before? Learn martial arts. Study this stuff. Challenge the brain to do something new.
Okay? Yes, and meditate, because you're releasing melatonin and myelin into the system, mm-hmm. which helps your electrolytes. It helps your body send the messages through properly, and your neurons are getting that cover, that sheath over them that they need. So if you need to research melatonin, and myelin, which is myelin, and that may help you, and it might give you some of your answers that you need.
So thank you very much for that email, Pam. And again, I hope it gets to help you out with what you're dealing with.
And perhaps Pam would benefit from this answer too. Barrington, can you give us some suggestions on how to awaken? Because maybe her awakening would help her to release her depression.
That's a probability. What's your question there?
Can you give us some suggestions on how to awaken onto a spiritual path?
Okay, you get on the spiritual path, and when you're on the path, you will be awakened. Your true self will come to life. That you start living without the ego. You're going to raise your vibration, okay? And this is through getting proper rest. And this answer is going to be effective for Pam as well. You raise your vibration through meditation, okay? You're going to eat healthy foods. You're going to keep your body hydrated, drink a lot of water. That's always a key, actually, is to drink a lot of water and keep you going. The positive thinking, that your thoughts that you have, make sure you're focusing on happy, healthy way to live a life. So your suggestion is to meditate, and we want people to get into the phase of meditating.
Okay, and once a person gets onto a spiritual path and starts to awaken, how do they change or transform? Like, what happens?
As the journey continues, the vibration is raised up. It's like walking into the sun from a cold place. The further you get, or the closer you get to that sunny spot, the more you feel the warmth of the existence and all the things that you want. So you're coming from a cold spot to walk into the warmth. You know, you're not going to just jump in it. It's a gradual step by step by step. But when you get into that sun, bam, there it is. And you realize the warmth that you've been searching for. So your path will bring you to a realization. Just stay with it. Travel with it. You're going from this spot that you're at right now. I don't want to label it as hot and cold. I'm just going to say it's different. But if you can imagine within yourself, you're going from a cold place to a warm place, then you could, you will see the difference. You will notice the difference. Your friends will notice the difference. All of a sudden, the ego is not as important. And let me just make this note. Mary touched on it a minute ago that you put yourself in the driver's seat. Do not, I beg you, do not allow your ego to be the driver. He's going to crash or take you to a bad place. Take the ego and put him in the back seat, or even in the trunk, you know. And if you need him, you open it up and let him out. The ego is only going to get you in trouble.
And how would you describe the ego?
It's a false sense of self.
Okay.
The ego make you think you're all that. The ego make you think you deserve this or you should have that. It's a false sense of self. And the more you tap into it, the more you allow it to be the driver of your life, the more and more it takes you into these difficult turns.
Okay. And what you call ego, what's the purpose of someone having an ego?
Oh, I don't know. It may help you to build confidence. But if you're, it's false. You know, okay. the common denominator is false.
So something has produced that within a person.
Try to imagine reading a book, a fiction book, that you know it's fiction. No matter how creative it becomes and stimulating it's for your mind, the base of it, you know it's still not real. So yeah, okay. The stimulating part of it. But the ego, some people need it because it gives them confidence and self-assurance. But life, your soul, the spirituality, it's doing all the same things. You just have to tap into it. And I guarantee you, the more you dive into that, the less the ego has to say to you.
Okay. I believe that the ego is part of the personality, and we create it as a shield or a protective mechanism.
Probably, yeah. But it's a false sense of...
Yes. Okay. All right. Can I ask another... Do we have time for another question?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I hope your answer was satisfying, Pam. And thanks again. I'm sorry to hear that you're experiencing that, if that's the case.
And we're
with
you.
But remember that this too shall pass.
Yes. All right, Barrington. So you've explained to us a bit about the ego. And I really love when you talk about to us about the driver's seat and the passenger seat and who belongs where. Explain that to us. Like, who should be driving the vehicle that is the physical body, that is the temple?
Who's the true self?
Who's supposed to be there?
The body that you have is actually the vehicle that I'm speaking of.
Okay. Who's driving?
Who's driving it? The true self.
The soul should be
driving it. Yes, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay. With the soul and the spirit
connected? They're connected, but they're the driver. They know what to do, but a lot of us were led away from the true driver or the true leader of this body by false advertising, false ego,
control, abuse.
Power, other religions, abuse, cultures. Tap into yourself and learn how to be your own driver. And like I said, take the ego and leave him at home or put him in the trunk, you know, because you don't necessarily need him to govern or dictate or to allow you to choose where to go.
Okay. I remember going through an experience quite a few years ago, and I could tell my personality was pushing me to, you know, be involved with things that weren't healthy, like not eating well and not getting enough sleep and things like that. So I took my personality and put her over onto the driver's seat and got in and grabbed hold of the wheel and said, okay, now I need to be the gatekeeper.
This is where you want to go.
Yeah,
right.
I need to be the gatekeeper. I need to be the driver. I need to be the guardian watching things happen, because I could tell my personality had taken on bad habits. I'll call them bad habits.
Right.
And other belief systems from my youth and from my younger years that really were not helping me to be on a spiritual path. And it wasn't that complicated or difficult, but I just knew that I needed to clean up my diet. I needed to meditate and do certain things. And, you know, and we can take you can take a look at that and see how that feels for you. So if you're finding that, you know, you kind of have those... yes, this is good for me, but yes, this is bad for me. Let's do it anyway. Maybe you need to put your personality over into the driver's seat and get a hold of the wheel and steer things around, you know, with your own empowerment for a while.
We have an email.
Which is the true you.
That's the true you. We have an email here from Sharon, and thank you for sending the email. It says, hello, everyone. Just tuned in. Where can we get the Barrington book again? And we've tapped into that by saying the Barrington book is the Awaken and Ascension Guide, and you could pick it up from Amazon.ca as well as Amazon.com. It's there and it's available for you. And what else are you asking here?
Do you have any book tours planned, Barrington? We're working on this.
Yeah, we're working on this. Actually, today we have somebody in the studio with us that's actually taking some recording and some information that's going to get our stuff up on the website, and we could put up dates as to when we're going to do the tours and the guides and everything else. We just want to get more people involved and build a bigger wave. You also add in your email there that you love the show. And love the advice. It's excellent. Thank you again for giving me my health again. Sorry.
Thank you for giving me back my health again.
Yeah.
Nice, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, so if you're interested in watching highlights of the show, we're starting to post clips on YouTube. That should be in a couple weeks from now. So if you're interested in watching the clips and the full shows, then you'll be able to view that on our YouTube channel, Barrington Awaken. And we'd love to see you or hear from you. Our website is barringtonawaken.com. And we also have Instagram at Barrington Awaken. When you go on to the website, you'll actually see information about our Nature Sanctuary project and the Awaken Center, which will be in the future happening for us. So we've got lots of plans, lots of great ideas, and we'd love to have you on board with us.
Okay, and thank you very much for that information. Join us, get on board. We're going to talk about, Mary mentioned just briefly a minute ago about the Nature Sanctuary. Your spiritual journey, you know, it's, she's asked me what happened, what triggered my wanting to venture into the spiritual journey. And again, it comes down to just wanting more. I realize there's more to it. I thought for many years, this can't be it. I show up in a body and hang around inside of it for 70 years and then move on. They have to be more. And through meditation and studies and other stuff, you definitely tap into what else is available to you, what else is there. So this is it. Try it out. Tap into it. Learn your spirituality. We're not selling you anything. We just want you to be able to be awake, be alive, be more assertive. Learn things that is going to benefit your life as you journey through this one.
Yes, and we're sharing information with you that we have attained through our own personal experiences. So this is something that we have actually gone through the steps, the enlightenment processes, and we can offer the wisdom and insights to you. I have a question, Barrington. With spirituality, how does that connect with the synergy of the heart, soul, and spirit?
Isn't it all the same?
Sure, I'll go with that with you.
You're connected. You're all connected to everything. So the spirituality is, if you wanted to say, your teacher. You know, it's going to take you to all these avenues. Your soul is connected to it. Your self, everything is connected to the, let's call it, the common denominator of what exists for you. It is, that time went really fast. it is what it is for you to learn. And the minute you tap into the spiritual aspect of your existence, you will open up that big door. And by the way, no matter how much you think you know now, once you tap into it, you realize, wow, there's so much more.
And it does become simpler, though. That's
it
the
does
nice.
Become simpler.
It becomes vast and simple.
Yes.
So what you're sharing and teaching here through your spirituality is to awaken an ascension to ascend into higher awareness.
To ascend into higher awareness, to know more about yourself.
Which
tap into a source that introduces you to the universe, which is what you are. You're larger than
life. Cosmos.
Yeah. The cosmos, you are larger than life. You're not just that small box. You're not just that small entity that sits in a corner. You are the universe, and that's what you know. You're limitless. That's
okay,
what you need
so
to know.
So what you're offering here is we all will have an opportunity to attain greater wisdom, to attain newness. Things open up that we haven't experienced yet through the awakening and through the ascension.
To be consciously aware of the existence of the universe and infinite wisdom, knowledge, that everything that exists, the wisdom and the knowledge of it is within you. Everything that's a part of our existence lies within you.
And is this
Tap into it and utilize it.
And is this something to become curious and excited about?
The journey, yeah, absolutely. The journey itself is actually quite fun. Because you tap into stuff and you're like, wow, I didn't know that. Because you generally think you know it all. We all do. Until you open that Pandora's box and realize, oh my God, I so didn't know anything. You understand? So you allow yourself to open that door and you, the original source, tap into the original source and experience all that there is. It's like opening that window to the world of knowledge that exists anywhere. And there's no separation between anybody. You've got the power within you to be all that you choose to be.
And the power of thought,
and
creating
the power of
with
thought.
Positivity because?
Because the power of thought is what drives you to where you are today.
And
everything that you are now is something that you've thought about to lead you up to here. So definitely put the positive feeling, the thoughts within yourself, to put it within your reach. And inevitably, it's going to show up right in front of you because you willed it.
And what we think?
What you think you are is what you materialize and manifest and bring forth. So we're winding down the show, folks. Sorry, it went too fast for us. We do questions and answer, and then people call in for the email, but we never really get a chance to finish it all. Thank you a lot, Mary, for being with us. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Join us next week. We love you. This is The Barrington Show. Tune in to us on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Yep, from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. And thank you, Barrington, for all of your wonderful wisdom and insight that you share with everyone. Thank you so, so much. And
good speed.
It's Mary. Have a wonderful week and take care. We'll see you next Sunday.
Because it sounds wrong. Good speed. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.